fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome to Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. And friends, we're in this week leading up to the Feast of Pentecost, the celebration of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit into the world. Really, Pentecost is such a decisive time. It's the culmination. Pope Benedict XVI reminded us it's the culmination of Jesus' entire ministry. It's the reason for which Jesus came. Jesus died on a cross. He shed his blood in human flesh. He had become one of us so that what he could do is he could take the human race who had fallen from glory and raise it to glory. That in his own flesh, he could give to the Father what belongs to the Father, what every single human being was meant to give to God. And that is absolute abandonment of trust, in trust with our life to him, radical surrender of our life and love to him, and make our life an offering to him. That's why we're made. That's what it means to be human. That's why we exist. But we've fallen from that glory because of the world of flesh and the devil, because of really the temptations of Satan, because of the fall and the power of original sin. Our whole identity has been marred. And Jesus came in human flesh literally to restore, to renew, to transform, and to make it possible for each one of us to be born again, to be born into the life for which we were made, to become sons and daughters of God. So he becomes one of us, the beloved Son, takes on human flesh. That means God totally identifying with us. He dies on a cross to deal with the powers that were at work against us, both within us, the power of sin at work in us, that produces death and separation from God, and the external powers. I've talked about so many times on this program, the world, the flesh, the devil, that are set against us. We are literally, the apostles tell us, living apart from God without hope in the world. Jesus came to deal with that problem, that sin problem, that death problem. And so he did it not by just waving his hand and power and authority, but by becoming one of us and fulfilling God's purpose for the human race. Jesus is what we were meant to be, friends. That is, surrendered, united, walking with God, obeying God, loving him, and loving those he has created. Jesus' death on the cross, the shedding of his blood, literally, it's the foundational piece that opens the door. It makes it possible for Pentecost to happen. Because Pentecost is the giving of the Holy Spirit. It's the promise of the Father, Jesus referred to it as. The promise of what? The promise of the Father is the grace we need for salvation. The promise of the Father is not just a new set of laws or a new set of commandments. It's a new life. It's the life of God that lives forever, that's eternal. God's way of saving us is forgiving us of our sins, cleansing us by the precious blood of his Son, Jesus Christ, making it possible for the God who is holy to come and to live in us and to make us temples of the living God. Fallen creatures separated from God without hope in the world, fallen from glory are restored to glory, dignified by virtue of what Jesus did for us on the cross and his resurrection, his ascension to the right hand of the Father, and then the outpouring of the Spirit. We can be saved because Jesus became one of us and died for us and died in our place. And not only died in our place, but he cleanses us, as I said. It's so important for us to see. This is why Pentecost, in the words of Pope Benedict, is the culmination of everything that Jesus came to do. And as I mentioned a week ago, St. Peter interprets it very clearly for us on the day of Pentecost. What happened when the Holy Spirit was poured out? What is its meaning? And what happened to the apostles? It's a great reflection for us as we approach Pentecost, because it's the same Pentecost the recent popes have called a new Pentecost that the church needs in this hour. As the apostles were waiting in the upper room, they were calling out for the coming of the Holy Spirit. They were anticipating the promise that Jesus said he would command the fulfillment of the promise. And on that day, the Spirit was poured out. We know the Feast of Pentecost was a Jewish feast. It was a harvest feast, and it was the celebration of the giving of the law on Mount Sinai, the Ten Commandments. Luke, the author, makes it clear that the Pentecost, which the apostles would experience, the birth of the church, is the fulfillment of the great feasts of Israel, the great Pentecost feast, because one, the new law, remember what the prophets said, the prophet Jeremiah, the prophet Ezekiel. The prophet Jeremiah put it this way in chapter 31, verse 34, I will put my law within them, and I will write it upon their hearts, for they shall all know me, from the least to the greatest. The first element of Pentecost, its first meaning, you might say, is the fulfillment of this prophetic anticipation of the prophets of the Old Testament. God, who gave the external law, the two tablets, the Ten Commandments, and the many other prescriptions that God gave to the people of Israel, commandments for them to follow to help shape them as a people. They were external commands, commands that they fell short of. God's plan is to say, no, I'm going to put my spirit, my law, within your hearts, and all will know me. God wants you to know him, to be able to say, I know the Lord. I know that God is my Father. I know that God is trustworthy. The new law, the celebration of Pentecost that we understand, is the giving of a new law, the new covenant, not external commands, but the Spirit poured into your hearts, as Paul would say in Romans chapter 5, that God poured his love into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. And we're born again. We become children of God. Jesus said, unless you're born by water and the Spirit, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. That day, the apostles who had been baptized with the baptism of John, they now receive the Holy Spirit, and they're born anew to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. They're children of God. St. Peter tells us in that second chapter of Acts, after they came out of the upper room, they had been filled with the Holy Spirit. They were speaking in tongues. They prophesied. They preached. The Spirit changed them, stirred them, empowered them, just like Jesus said he would. He said, when the Spirit comes upon you, you shall receive power. Pope John Paul II reminded us on a number of occasions that power is meant to produce movement. It's meant to move us out of fear and timidity and bondage to sin and fear of the world and fear of men, to boldly move forward into what we were called and made for, holiness and mission. Called into what? Holiness is essentially what? The fulfillment of the great commandment. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. He's given us power to live a new way of life, the life of love. Build, as Pope John Paul II said, a civilization of love. The kind of love that Jesus gave. A love that was set on pleasing God and laying down your life for your neighbor, for your friends. And empowerment to engage the mission of the church and to proclaim the gospel. So that's what Peter is saying here. Everyone's wondering on the day of Pentecost, what happened to these people? Listen, and they're just fishermen. They're ordinary people. They're so bold. They're so confident. There's power in their words. What's happening? Peter said, let it be known. This is what's happening. This is what you're seeing. What you're seeing is the fulfillment of the prophecy of the prophet Joel, the words of the prophet Joel. And in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. All flesh. Why? Because the Lord wants to fulfill his word to the prophet Jeremiah. They shall all know me, from the least to the greatest. The Father wants you to know him personally and to know his love personally. Ezekiel chapter 36, I will sprinkle clean water upon you. You shall be clean from all your uncleanness, and from your idols I will cleanse you. A new heart I will give you. A new spirit I will put within you. I will put my Spirit within you, and I will cause you to walk in my ways. Here's a prayer for this week and these days as we lead up to Pentecost. Lord, sprinkle the clean waters of baptism on me. Again, as we renew our baptismal vows in this season, which we did at Easter, You could do it every single day. Sign yourself, you know, in church with holy water. Remind yourself what happened in baptism. And say, Lord, take away the idols in my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Put a new spirit within me. Stir up that spirit within me. Cause me to walk in your statutes. Cause me to live in your love and walk in the way of holiness. The fire of the Spirit comes first to make us like Jesus, to give us a passion to obey the Father, to love him, and do all that he commands us to do. And second, that fire of the Spirit comes to us to get us to move into the mission of proclaiming the mercy of God in the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ, his life, passion, death, and resurrection. So Peter's saying, these are the last days. We literally, friends, are in the last days of human history. I don't know how many days that is. No one knows, only the Father and the Son. But these last days are characterized by the outpouring of the Spirit. And the Christian people are that living sign, that body of forgiven sinners in the world that have been brought from death to life through repentance, baptism, and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And we're called to be witnesses, and we're witnesses effectively, friends, only to the degree that we're living in the power of the Spirit as Jesus commanded us and as we saw in the life of the apostles. Passionate commitment to holiness, passionate commitment to love of God, love of neighbor, being willing to make great sacrifices for that, being a converted person who knows Christ personally, who has surrendered your life, your time, your talent, your treasure, your resources to the lordship and majesty of Jesus, and you've entered into his kingdom. You confess him with your lips and you believe him in your heart, and he's the center of your life, and you share communion with others who've made that same decision. And from that communion, you have a shared passion to help each other move forward in holiness and to become the saints you're meant to be. And also you burn with the desire to share the gospel, to seek and save the lost as Jesus did, because you've been given the Spirit, which is Jesus' heart. It's the heart of Jesus. The Spirit is the very love of the Father and the Son that has been poured out for the salvation of the world. And it's been poured into your heart. And part of that is a love to seek and save the lost. Not out of a position of superiority or power. No, it's out of a position of mercy, of having received the gift yourself of the forgiveness of sins and received Christ as the Lord of your life and entered his communion and his church. You want to see, you love the Lord so much, you want to give Jesus the desire of his heart. What's the desire of Jesus' heart? Salvation of souls. One heart at a time, one person at a time. Jesus has come to save. He's come to rescue. He knows the eternal value of every single person that God the Father created for his glory. Jesus has come to take back what's been stolen from the Father and to bring back into the Father's presence. So what we were made to be, we can reign with him in glory forever. That's Jesus' passion. And those who love Jesus, truly love Jesus, want to give Jesus what he most desires. Let's do that, friends. God bless you. Have a great day.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'm delighted to be able to offer you my new booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message? At the heart of the new evangelization is a fresh proclamation of the gospel. But for many people, even many Catholics, they wonder, what is the message? What exactly is at the heart of that proclamation? In this simple booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message? I take a look at and present in a very specific and simple way what is the core of what we're called to proclaim in this great and important missionary moment in the history of the church. If you'd like a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.